This is Talking Business. I'm joined now by Mark Teperson, who's the Chief Digital Officer of Accent Group. G'day, Mark.
Hey, Alan. Great
now,
to meet you.
Accent is a chain of shoe stores, I guess. Tons of different brands, Athlete Foot and Skechers among them. But the interesting thing is you've just won an international gong as Commerce Leader of the Year in Las Vegas for the Magento Imagine Excellence Awards. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
What do you have to do to get that award?
Well, fortunately, it's an award that you get nominated for. So, given the work that we've been doing with the Accent Group in our digital transformation, it's an award that is nominated or given to somebody for their contribution to the space, the industry, and for innovating change. So, I was very humbled, but as I say to my team and to the wider business, it makes many people to be able to deliver the things that we've been doing. So I have the pleasure of being the front man, but it was a real honour to be given that award.
Now, but specifically, what did you do what did you do at Accent? I mean, because Accent's a chain of bricks and mortar stores, right? And presumably what you've done is build their online store. And so I just wonder what specifically you've done that deserves that award.
Sure. So I think the approach that we've taken with the Accent Group has been quite unique and maybe a little bit game-changing or ahead of the market. Principally, we have really transformed the way that we think about our stores. So Accent Group has 445 points of purchase across Australia.
Do you mean stores?
Yeah. Stores and websites across Australia and New Zealand, across 9 different retail formats. And what we did that was pretty transformational was that we started thinking about our stores not only as experience centres for customers to touch and feel product, but also we thought of them as distribution centres. So how can we actually get product to consumers faster? And so that was pretty game changing in our capability, because suddenly, instead of just being able to send from an online e-commerce perspective, we had about $2 or $3 million worth of inventory. By unlocking all of the inventory in our stores and treating them as distribution centres, we suddenly unlocked about $110 million worth.
Yeah, so that was amazing to me that you were able to do that. I mean, obviously I've been reading up on it, and I can't believe that other stores haven't been using their stores, the other retailers haven't been using their stores as distribution centres. What makes it hard?
You know, I think the big misnomer for omnichannel retailers, so for businesses that started off with physical retail, when e-commerce came about, everybody jumped on board and thought that the way that they needed to execute was just to set up a digital division. But omnichannel retailers have missed the key essence of what makes them so competitive in the market, and that is being able to leverage the asset base across everything that they do. And so we just changed the way that we looked at the assets that we had in our organization, and we invested in the technology that enabled us to be able to do these things. And the transformation in place was really what we've been able to achieve.
I'm imagining that the problem, part of the problem is to on a daily and sort of hour-by-hour basis to ensure that there's stock in the store for those who come to the store to buy something.
Correct.
So that the shop assistants know that, you know, when they go to look on the shelves that there's going to be that shoe. That shoe's going to be there. Has that been difficult to organise?
It's certainly one of the challenges that we had to overcome. We invested in technology that allowed us to do real-time calls. We call them API calls that enables us to look up the stock and to check that it is actually available at the time that the customer is purchasing it online. But again, because we've got a vast number of stores in the network, invariably, if it's not available in one, we do know that it will be available in others because of the inventory thresholds. So it enabled us to be able to, again, capture all of that online demand and really utilize the inventory that we had available in our stores.
So are you, in effect, using the back rooms of those stores as warehouses?
Effectively, we've turned our stores into distribution centers.
And do you have other, you must have other distribution centers and warehouses as well that are specialist at that.
Correct. So we have a very large facility, in fact, a new state-of-the-art facility that we've just opened up with Toll in Prestons in New South Wales. This is almost a fully automated distribution centre.
When you say with Toll, you mean that they own it?
Toll Holdings are the operators of the warehouse, and we are one of two customers that they have in that facility. As you know, fantastic as that new facility is, and it really does radically improve our throughput, what it doesn't do is that because it's physically set up in Sydney and New South Wales, getting product to customers fast, if they're based in Western Australia, obviously relies heavily on freight and logistics. So by using our stores, we can not only fulfill a greater selection of product, but we can also get it to customers in a much faster way.
I was looking at the chart of Accent's share price. Accent Group is a listed company on the ASX. It was quite a striking chart where it fell a long way, you know, and it looked like it was in strife, the business, like a lot of retailers. But then it's picked up.
Yeah, look, this time last year was a particularly challenging time in the whole retail market. Accent was one of those businesses that was certainly swept up in both the sentiment from a public markets perspective, but also what was happening with consumers at the time. Very fortunate that, you know, we've been able to turn that around over the course of the last 12 months. Really out of a bunch of decisions that we've taken in terms of how we trade the business. So our digital innovation and what we've been able to do has unlocked a huge amount of sales growth and value for the business. But in addition to that, we took a rather unusual decision, and around December last year, we decided to stop what our CEO describes as lazy retailing. You know, you can walk through shopping centres just about every day of the year, and you'll always find a discount or a percentage off or a bargain. And what's interesting around that space is that that doesn't actually create value for the brands that we represent and we sell, and also for customers. Oddly enough, for a young millennial customer that's looking to buy something cool and on trend, the very nature of it being on sale actually diminishes or tarnishes the coolness of that product in the market. And so we have weaned ourselves off this cycle that many retailers have found themselves in, which has allowed us to actually strengthen our business.
So we don't have sales anymore.
It's not that we don't have sales. I mean, like all retailers, we still have to cleanse our inventories and our products, but we do that, you know, 2 to 3 times a year with the normal sales cycle. But sales are often a drug that many retailers get on and are very difficult to get off, because what are you in fact doing? You're just training customers to hang out.
Do you mean having constant sales?
Having regular sales, constant sales all the time.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, because whatever he did and you've done, it's worked, because your shares are up from 70 cents to $1.60 since December. That was that moment.
Well, it certainly played its part in the confidence that I think we have been able to deliver for our shareholders, but also in the results that we're generating with consumers.
Now, we mentioned the award that you received at the beginning, which was run by Magento, which has just been taken over by Adobe for $1.68 billion. Now, tell us, what is Magento and how important a deal, how big a deal is the fact that Adobe's taken it over?
Sure. Look, Magento is one of the largest e-commerce platforms in the world. I think it powers about 1/3 of the world's e-commerce sites.
Do you use them?
And we have been using them. We've been partners with them for more than 5 years. Interestingly, we are also big investors behind the Adobe Experience Cloud kit, which is
I don't know what that is. I have no idea what you mean.
The Adobe Experience Cloud is a suite of products that Adobe have assembled together to curate real-time experiences for consumers. So digital marketing execution.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so their acquisition of Magento, we see as being a fantastic marriage of our ecosystem, because we have our commerce platform and our digital marketing platform coming together under one ecosystem.
Right. And so that, because the sort of platform that Magento runs is not unique. I mean, there's a few of them around, aren't there?
Yeah, there certainly are. I mean, in this space, there's probably four or five very large players. I think the acquisition itself represents to Adobe an opportunity to sell its products to obviously more retailers and commerce businesses that exist out in the marketplace. But I think interestingly for them, it was the missing piece of Adobe's toolkit,
right,
which was actually having a commerce platform to plug in all of the great tools and platforms that they have built over the course of the last few years.
Just finally, the method that you've come up with of, in a sense, using your stores as distribution centres, do you think that really is the future of omnichannel and online retailing?
Absolutely. I think as shopping centres and the foot traffic to shopping centres continues to kind of be in a state of flux a little bit as they figure out how to be relevant to millennial consumers, I think omnichannel retailers, the opportunity for them is to actually reimagine the assets that they have and how can they deploy them in market to gain more value and ultimately appeal to customers in ways that they perhaps haven't done so before.
Thanks very much, Mark. It's been good talking to you.
Great. Thanks, Alan.
I've been talking to Mark Teperson, who's the Chief Digital Officer at Accent Group.